Commissioner Fritz soon. I'd like to do item 252 before we go back to the time certain.
252.
I'm really disappointed because I really wanted to see the park presentation. And you don't need me for the other one.
Well, we'll make it your choice.
I'm going on city business. Everybody's
yeah, Mayor. Let's. I think this next item, Mayor, directly results from the parks bond that Commissioner Fritz passed.
Very good. I'm sorry I got misinformation.
Thank you.
I was told by the council offices that you wanted to be here for 252. So we'll go back to 246, please.
246, amend bid of Paul Brothers, Inc. for Lynchview Park Play Area Improvement Projects for
$2,007,457. Be here for 252. Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, today's procurement report is for a new playground, pathways, benches, irrigation improvements, and other park amenities to be added to Lynchview Park in East Portland. Portland Parks and Recreation is able to make these improvements thanks to funding from the Parks Replacement Bond and the Park System Development Charges. I should note, as we did in our budget presentation yesterday, that if the council continues to support, as I hope they do, our equity agenda in East Portland and continues to support additional assets being built so East Portland has the same opportunities as the rest of the city, I hope that we will continue to honor council budget commitments to fund the O&M on these projects when they open so that we're not shortchanging East Portland in the process. Today we have a presentation from Larry Palat, Procurement Services Manager, and we're joined by Parks Bond Manager Robin Laughlin and Parks Project Manager Gary Dotka. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, we've also invited testimony, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
So Brian Flores Garcia. Mr. Garcia has been invited to testify after this panel presentation. Larry?
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm Larry Palat, Procurement Services. Oh, sorry, I thought it was already on. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Paul Brothers for Lynchview Park Play Area Improvements in the amount of $2,007,457.
Thank you.
The original engineer's estimate of this project was $2 million, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. The project was advertised on the city's electronic procurement system. Bids were open on February 12, 2019. Two bids were received in response. Paul Brothers is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder, $2,007,457, which is 0.4% over the engineer's estimate. Not bad. And includes all bid items in the original estimate. The Bureau of Parks and Recreation, along with Procurement Services, identified an aspirational goal for the state of Oregon, certified co-bid firm subcontractor supplier utilization of 20% of the hard construction costs. Paul Brothers, acting as a prime contractor, identified the following areas as opportunities for subcontracting: trucking and hauling services, concrete, retaining wall construction, play area servicing, site furnishings and installation, hydro mulch, landscaping, fencing, and metal fabrication. There is $304,598, or 17.14%, co-bid certified subcontractor supplier utilization identified for the project. It is apportioned as follows. DBE, MBE, dual certified subcontractor supplier at $24,656, which represents 1.2% of the total.
Excuse me, Larry.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me who the two firms were, the DMWS, DVBE, and whether they are who are they?
To be honest, ma'am, I don't have it written down here. It's identified on the form one. I can get it and send it to you as soon as I get back to my office. Be happy to do that.
I would be greatly appreciative because, you know, when we do that alphabet soup, we really don't know who has actually received the contracts. And I'm very interested in whether African Americans and Latinos and Native Americans and women, I want to know specifically who's getting those contracts. So I would appreciate it if you ever report to us again that you just bring that, because I'm going to ask it every time.
And that's fine. And what I did break down for this is the DBE, both of those firms are actually MBEs also. So they are both minority owned. But I will get you the firm names. Be happy to do that. The SB supplier subcontractor is 15, the remaining 15.9%. Paul Brothers actually is a State of Oregon co-bid certified WBE contractor,
and
they are self.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry. I should be maybe a little bit more specific. WBE is a women-owned business enterprise.
Oh, I'm sorry. The co-bid. What is that?
Oh, co-bid. Co-bid stands for the Certification Office for Business Inclusion and Diversity. It is the state office which I understand. It is the state office which certifies firms. You have to make an application to become either minority firm, woman-owned firm, all of that. So it's co-bid. We got also the same as you, the alphabet soup, the really big long thing, so we've just taken it to calling it COBID. It includes all of the COBID certified DMWE, SDV, all that.
So I appreciate that, but that just doesn't give us the information that I need. Thank you.
I'll break it all down going forward. Now, Paul Brothers, as I said, is a State of Oregon certified women-owned business enterprise. They are self-performing $1,236,430, which brings the total certification firm participation for this project to $1,541,028, or 76.77% of the total project cost. Paul Brothers is in compliance with all of the city's requirements for contracting. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can certainly answer those, or you have park staff here for follow-on.
Larry, let me just underscore what Commissioner Hardesty has asked for. There is no area of our council practice where we are engaged in more acronyms that the public really has no idea what we're talking about. And while the ultimate percentage that you're presenting presenting us with today is very robust, I do think putting the human face, so listing the companies that are getting the work, makes a lot of sense. That's a standing request by our newest colleague. I think it would improve the reporting that comes to council. So I just ask that we do that on, particularly on the projects that I'm responsible for in Parks and BES. Just make that a regular feature.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Thank you. And now, thank you, Larry. And now we'll turn it over to the Parks team to walk us through a PowerPoint.
Hello, Mayor Wheeler, councilors. My name is Robin Laughlin. I'm the bond program manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. With me today is Gary Dotka. He's our project manager for this project. Gary will be giving a brief presentation on the Lynchview Park Playground project. As you know, we are here today to request council accept the bid from Paul Brothers for Lynchview Park in the amount of $2,007,457. The Lynchview Park project is part of the 2014 Parks Replacement Bond Program that was generously passed by voters who approved a $68 million measure to address the critical needs in our park infrastructure without increasing tax rates. As you know, the bond funding goes towards Portland Park and Recreation's most urgent needs in seven priority areas. Those are playgrounds, trails and bridges, pools, accessibility, protecting workers, Pioneer Courthouse Square, and restrooms and other facilities. With that, I'd like to one more thing. The project fits into two focus areas of the bond, playgrounds and restrooms and others. And it will be the seventh replacement bond playground project to go into construction. In addition to bond funding of $1.4 million, the project has received fundings from the Park and Recreation's SDC, Systems Development Charges, in the amount of $1.8 million. And with that, I'd like to introduce Gary to share a bit more about the project.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, thank you for having me here today. My name is Gary Dotka. I'm a project manager with Portland Parks and Rec. I'm really excited to bring this project to you today as a new development for a currently undeveloped park. Lynchview Park was acquired in 1993 by Portland Parks and Recreation. It's a 7.5-acre park in outer southeast Portland between 164th and 167th and Southeast Market and Southeast Mill Street. It's in the Centennial neighborhood and is part of the East Portland Community Office. The park shown here in the red box has very limited street frontage, and the main entry to the park will be off of Southeast 167th in the top right-hand corner. The park is primarily bordered by single-family homes and is adjacent to the Centennial School District Patrick Lynch Elementary School to the east. You can see one of its ball fields there. Currently, there is no playground or community assets in Lynchview Park, and its lack of mature trees and shade leave it informally used by neighbors as an open play space and a dog's off-leash area. The most used feature in the park is a non-reservable soccer field that is heavily used for drop-in matches, but it lacks the infrastructure to maintain the field in a long-term, safe, and usable way. Additionally, like much of East Portland, the neighborhood surrounding Lynchview Park lacks sidewalks, and no multimodal connections through the park exist today, making the park with its limited street frontage very difficult to access. Lynchview Park did not have a master plan to guide the development of this park. Through a series of five project advisory committee meetings, four public open houses, Portland Parks and Rec conducted an extensive public involvement process with neighbors to understand the current uses of the park, connect with neighbors about the positive aspects of developing the park, and develop a framework plan, which is shown here, to solicit feedback and gain support for siting the design and play area and other community assets. At all open houses, Portland Parks and Rec provided translation in Spanish and Russian to reach as many community members as possible. Through this framework plan, Portland Parks and Rec developed a design that will construct key improvements focusing on a play area with ADA-inclusive and adaptive play features, as you can see in the pictures, community gathering spaces, establishing formal access and entries into the park, pedestrian vehicular circulation, and making a multimodal connection through the park linking both the play area and the soccer field. We'll be improving safety with pedestrian-level lighting around the play area and improving the soccer field playability with an automatic irrigation system and making soccer field renovations. The project also adds an imaginative art installation through the Regional Arts and Culture Council, RAC. With the acceptance of this bid, construction is set to begin late this spring and has an anticipated completion date of fall 2019. We have one invited guest today in support of this project, Brian Flores Garcia, and I have three letters written by community members and our project advisory committee who are not able to be here today. I would like to read one of them. But first, I'd like to introduce Brian. I'm going to ask Larry to give up his seat. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Brian. Brian is a superstar for parks. Working as a youth ambassador in East Portland, he's also served as a member of our project advisory committee and was on our art selection panel. We really appreciate him being here today. Brian?
Good morning, everyone. I really want to thank you guys for having me here today. It's something a little new, so I'm going to be a little nervous. I think I do need to state my name. My name is Brian Flores Garcia. I am a youth ambassador, but I was also a member of the Lynchview Park Project Advisory Committee, as well as the art selection panel for Lynchview Park. And so a little bit of what we talked about here, that participatory process, I got the chance to talk to a lot of community members who live in the area, and I myself live pretty close to Lynchview. And it was a really, really great experience because it showed a lot of community members there that parks really did care about what they thought. And I know it meant a lot to a lot of the members there who have families and who would like to see a park in their community like that. And I guess I'll just so I think, like, working in my community, I have seen, or at least I know a lot of people in East Portland feel like that's the part of the city that's been forgotten by the city. I think a lot of people see the lack of sidewalks, they see the lack of crosswalks, they see the really high speed limits, and they think this is the part of my city that people don't care about. And having a chance to be on this project and to work in the art panel and to see all of this participation on part of the community, I can tell that people care about East Portland. The people who live there care about East Portland, and I can tell that Parks really cares about East Portland. Giving the opportunity for community members to come together and to talk about what they would like to see in a park. And that's not something that's always done when it comes to community work. I think a lot of the time people come in and they have a prescription for how they would like to see a community, and the community really has no say in how that's implemented. And I think this specific project really changed my way of seeing how Parks operates, because it shows me that Parks cares about what our communities think, especially our communities of color. These are some of the most invested communities in all of Portland, some of the most struggling, vulnerable communities in all of Portland. And I grew up there. I know that it's hard to do this process every time, but this process really, really showed me that Parks definitely cares and that Parks wants to continue on this equity work in the right way. And as a member of East Portland and as a member of Parks and as a member of all of these different communities, I really want to say thank you for supporting all of these efforts and for investing in our communities, because it is so important. And it really shows our people here in Portland, and it shows our people in East Portland, sometimes they feel like different cities, that we care and that we are one, and that no matter what, everyone deserves to have a great park. And I think that's really important. So as a member of East Portland and Parks and all of these other things, I want to thank you, and I want to ask you to continue to invest in East Portland, because we have a lot to give, and by showing us that you care, we are able to give back and to participate and to care as well. And it means a lot to families in the neighborhood to have a park that their kids can go to where there's lighting, where there's walking paths. It means a lot to people who are in wheelchairs to have paths that they can access, or people who can't really walk that well. I'm a home care worker for one of my neighbors, and I know that she can't walk through gravel or grass or bark chips. She needs a good, solid ground to walk on. And so for people who need it, it is so important to have a really well-structured park, and there's so many community members there who could really use it.
Thank you. Commissioner Udaley, then Commissioner Fritz.
Actually, can I go first, because I've got to go?
Okay,
sure.
Commissioner Fritz, then Commissioner Udaley.
I'm running for the bus. Thank you, Brian, for taking time to come in. Thank you to Parkstar. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. This is a really exciting project. I'm glad to see the soccer field gets improved as well. Thank you, Maya Spencer, for your great work with outreach. I know that there'll be a naming process for this park. I do hope that you consider Mrs. Lynch, as well as, and I know there were some thought of name, the family that gave the land, the school has now been renamed for the male partner in that. Of course, the land didn't belong to them before that either. So I just ask you to consider all of those things as you're looking at the appropriate name for what it looks like. It's going to be a fantastic park. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I have to run.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Udaley.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you on your first time giving testimony. And assure you that it really doesn't ever get less intimidating, because I was just down in Salem on Monday, and I rarely now sit on the other side of the dais, and it was really nerve-wracking. My mouth got dry. I was tripping over some words. I was trying to smile at you a lot, because the committee I was testifying to was not smiling at me, was not even looking at me. And I also want to thank you for your contribution and just like the wealth of knowledge and experience that you brought to the process, because although you are quite young, it seems like you have already a lot of experience and accomplishments under your belt. So thanks.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, you've now heard from our presenters. Thanks to the Parks Bond, Replacement Bond, and thanks to robust systems development charges that we have been booking, we're able to make these investments. I believe this will be the furthest east park that we have invested in.
Yes.
We will take Commissioner Fritz's suggestions into consideration around naming. There's been a somewhat problematic history with the naming of this property and the adjacent school, and I think it's time to hit the refresh button. This particular project went through substantial community review and has the enthusiastic support of the neighbors. And the reason that so much of our outreach work was done in Spanish and in Russian is it reflects many of the key stakeholders who live in the neighborhood. Brian, thank you for joining us today and adding your personal perspective. And I will just remind my colleagues that ultimately what we're asking your permission today is to accept the bid of Paul Brothers so that we can move forward on the construction. Thank you, Mayor. That concludes our presentation.
Thank you. Commissioner Hersey, do you have a comment? Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fish.
I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Robin and Gary. I want to thank Brian. I want to thank Todd on my team, Lofgren, and all the Parks family that's been involved in this. We are deeply committed to reversing a legacy of disinvestment in East Portland. And one of the slides that was in the Parks presentation yesterday to the whole City Council and to our Budget Advisory Committee was a map that showed where our biggest gaps are. And if you define our biggest gaps as the places where you have the most people who have to travel the farthest to access a park, it's East Portland. And we continue to have work to do. We are deeply committed to using the Parks Bond resources and systems development charges to address that inequity. It is part of what we take for granted in this city, that you can walk to a park with your family and enjoy outdoor time and space and recreation. And this is part of a number of efforts that are underway to fulfill that commitment. By accepting this project, the council is also saying that at some point in the future, it is okay with us coming forward with a request for O&M to maintain this park, because we cannot build it under our guidelines without also having an allocation of money to maintain it. I'm very proud of the park's work on this and grateful to Commissioner Fritz for laying the groundwork for much of the best work we're doing in East Portland. I vote aye.
Hardesty?
Thank you. I want to agree with Commissioner Udaly. It never gets easier, even on this side. Some days, you know, it's like you think you're ready and you're really not, right? But practice makes perfect, and thank you for being here, and look forward to you coming back. I will say that I live in East Portland, so as a resident of East Portland, I know that we've been neglected for decades. And it's wonderful to see us starting to prioritize investing in places where we have failed to invest in the past. I'm always concerned about who's getting the work, who's benefiting from public dollars, which is why the questions I asked earlier, and not just of Parks, I asked it of everybody, because, again, it's about making sure that when we talk about equity, it actually relates to people being able to feed their families, and it's not just the word that we use to make ourselves feel better. I am very, very proud, first of Gateway Discovery Park, which is a really, really awesome park. I hope this one is just as awesome as that one is. And how wonderful to see that finally we are making those investments. And I agree with you, Commissioner Fish. We can't build parks and then not maintain them and not have them staffed. And so I hope that after we get through this insane budget process, that we start looking at what are the city services that we value and actually putting our money where our mouth is. I vote aye.
You daily.
Well, thank you for the presentation, and I'm very pleased to support this item, as well as happy to have what I consider a partner in the Parks Bureau in our investments in East Portland, because a park is a beautiful thing to have. Not so beautiful if there's no safe route to get there. So in addition to East Portland residents having to walk further or drive further for a park, they're also twice as likely to be injured or killed on that pedestrian trip. Not to bring us all down, but it's a group effort, and there's still a lot of work to do, but I'm pleased with the progress and happy to vote aye.
Wheeler.
I've long been concerned about the issues that you spoke about today. I thought you were extremely eloquent, even inspirational, in your testimony. So if you thought you were nervous in any way, I'll tell you from where I was sitting, it didn't come across that way. It came across as a very, very powerful statement. So I want to thank you for being here. Number two, equity with East Portland is an issue that has long been of interest to me, and it's concerned me for quite some time. And as an original co-convener of the East Portland Action Plan, along with then-Mayor Tom Potter and then-Oregon House Speaker Jeff Merkley, we laid what we hoped would be a community foundation to achieve equity in the kinds of investments that we make in the community that you identified, investments around housing, investments around transportation, safety, and infrastructure, investments that help support economic prosperity that could be shared by all people in this community, and, yes, parity around parks investments. And I'm pleased to see that we're making good on that longstanding commitment. I'm really proud of the work that the Parks Bureau has done, and my colleagues over the years on the City Council, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, has already demonstrated excellence in his role as the Parks Commissioner. And I know that you, Commissioner Udaly, has spoken very eloquently about the importance of accessibility in everything we do. And it's great to see that being front and center in the development and conceptualization of this park. Because as you said, this is really about connectivity. It's about bringing us all together. And if we're all coming together, that means all of us. And so this is just an excellent plan. I can't help but be enthusiastically cheering for it. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thanks for your great work.
Thank you.